Welcome back to episode 9 of Shleishim Yom Kodem HaChag. Today we'll be speaking about a chayla that needs chametz for his refuah, a child that has a medical issue that also needs to eat chametz, and the chametz of a non-Jew who brings the chametz into your home. How do you deal with that as well? So let's begin. A chayla sheyesh bei sakana, it's mutter l'tzerech refuasai to be over on the iser of bal yiroya and bal yematzeh, and to be nene from the chametz. And even to eat chametz is mutter for a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. A chayla she'im bei sakana, it's aser for him to be over on any iser Torah for his refuah. Therefore, it's aser for him to leave chametz in his rishos. It's aser for him to eat even a mashu of chametz, because chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. A chayla who needs to take medicines that have chametz, he certainly should be consulting with a rabbinic authority. But as a general rule, there are medicines that are permitted for one to take, because the chametz is nifsal la'achila. And even though we already learned there may be an iser d'rabbanan to eat chametz that was nifsal because of achshavei, many poskim say that we don't say achshavei when your kavana is for refuah. If the chametz is there only as a binder, then there are many that say that there is no achshavei because his das is not at all on the chametz, only on the medicinal ingredients in this medicine. It's mutter for him to benefit from chametz gomur shelo kederach hana'asai. For example, he wants to put a bandage of chametz on a makkah, he's okay. However, it's aser for him to be erim bal yiroa bal yematzeh. The bandage has to belong to a guy, because if the bandage belongs to the Israel, he's required to burn it. There's a discussion if the medicine in the bandage is less than the kazayis, there's a machloikis achrenim of chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. By the Isra Bal Yiroa Bal Yematzeh, maybe only Midrabanan, according to the Mekilim that say that Bal Yiroa Bal Yematzeh is only Midrabanan by a Pachis Mishir, perhaps you could be Mekel for a Chayla She'im Bay Sakana. If it's possible at all to do any of this B'derech Heter, for example, to make this bandage with Mei Peiros, you should not make it with Chametz. Someone who just has a Mechosh Ba'alma, he has a pain, it's also for him to be Nene from Chametz Gomor, even Shaloi Kederech Hana Asai. A child that for his refuah needs to eat or drink chametz, you're allowed to take him to the home of a non-Jew and ask the non-Jew to feed him chametz. You should be careful not to take the chametz in your hand, because then you're being zeiche in it. Then you will be over bal yiroa bal yematzeh. Also, you should not give the guy money before or during the feeding, because through that, he's also being kind of the chametz. If the nachri does not want to give the food for free, you're allowed to promise him that you'll pay him afterwards. If the child's a chayla and it's not possible to take him to the house of the non-Jew could bring the chametz to the home of the Yisrael and feed the child there. However, you have to be makbid that the non-Jew should gather his chametz, anything that's left over, and take it home with him. And when the child needs to eat again, bring the guy back and feed the child again. If that's not possible, meaning you can't find a guy who's going to come back every single time you have to feed the child, then you could be makel to leave the chametz in the home of the Jew, and you should say beferish that you don't want to be kind of the chametz. If possible, should hide the chametz in the places where you keep the chametz that's sold, and every time you have to feed the child, take the chametz from there to the child to eat. If that's not possible, then you should make a mechitza of asara tfachim in front of the chametz, and at least you should cover the chametz with a kli. Even where you're going to be feeding the child yourself, meaning you don't have a non-Jew to feed the child, it's best if you could ask a katan to feed the child, because it's usher for you to touch the chametz. Also, there's a concern that you might be kind of the chametz. And of course, this whole discussion is only concerning a child who's not a chaylam mesukin, but if there's any type of sakana, you don't have to be careful with everything that we just discussed. You got to feed him as quick as possible. And in general, all this requires somebody to ask a rabbinic figure exactly what he should do in these situations. A non-Jew that comes into the house of a Yisrael and he's holding chametz, the Yisrael is not commanded to either send the non-Jew out of the home or take the chametz out of his hand, because there's no bayira bal yematzeh by just having the chametz of a non-Jew in your house if the Yisrael is not responsible for it. We're also not concerned that you may come to eat this chametz, because since it's in the hand of the non-Jew and he is watching it, we're not concerned that you're going to grab it out of his hands and eat it. If the guy puts the chametz down, you're not responsible to burn it. However, you do have to make a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, in order that you should not forget and come to eat it. A mechitza which is made out of material or cloth, is only going to help if it's tied at the bottom and you won't be able to crawl underneath it and take the chametz out. Also, we don't allow kfiyas kli, the covering of the chametz with a keli, because you may remove the kli in order for you to use the kli. Then again, we're concerned that you might eat the chametz. Only on Yom Tov, where it's aser for you to make a mechitza, will we make it with kfiyas kli until after Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed as well. If you know that the non-Jew is going to come back and take his chametz that day, we could be mekel with kfiyas kli. If the guy is only going to come after a day or two, then you have to make a mechitza on Chol HaMoed. Even though it's a tircha on Chol HaMoed, it's still better than kfiyas kli. There are those that say that stafka, if it's not possible for you to burn the chametz, meaning the guy is going to come and ask you to pay him for burning his chametz. But if you're not going to need to pay, then you should burn it and not make a mechitza. Others say that it's okay to make a mechitza.